This is NBC News Radio.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, vigilant of the earth. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, everyone, to Smart Health Talk, and do we have a show planned for you today? If you're near a computer or your cell phone, you might even consider going to kcaa.com and clicking on Ustream, and you could actually be watching our show right now. Or if you want to just click listen live, you can actually listen live to the vocals, and with the Ustream, you get to actually watch us like you're watching television, believe it or not, because we're going to be having some fun here today. I have an incredible group of women. I am so thrilled to have Theo Stephan. And this is a woman that's actually a role model to me on what she's accomplished in her lifetime. You know, she started off being a graphic designer and branding products and won countless awards for her creativity and her work in that area. And she decided, you know, hey, I'm going to take all this talent I have here and I'm going to go create my own line of products. And she has been passionate about organic food, good quality food, nothing but the best for her customers. And that's why she couldn't do anything less than an organic farm. And so she went and got herself an organic farm and started growing olive oil and olives and making oil out of it, of course. And then actually a whole line of balsamic vinegar. And when I saw this line of products, what got me excited is just the variety of flavors that she's created. I have never seen anything like it before. And I thought, boy, you know, the balsamic vinegar is like at the one of the things at the top of my list as what I would recommend as a dietitian for people to use. And this whole past few weeks, we've been having an Olympic theme, and believe it or not, olive oil and balsamic vinegar fit right in there for those of you that are out there getting inspired by watching these Olympic athletes and thinking, you know what, I think I want to get out there and start working out again, because believe me, it affected me that way. I've been out there getting my workouts in. But, you know, you wonder, like, what can I eat to really increase my results and make me be even more successful? And that's what we've been trying to help you with the past few weeks, giving you advice on how to do that and be successful. And what you eat is just a huge part of it. And you don't want to give up flavor when you're trying to reduce your calories. And balsamic vinegar and olive oil are something that are going to help you stay on your diet, reduce calories, give you great flavor. And besides that, they'd have a whole list of nutritional value that you get from these like you had probably never even heard before. And we're so lucky that we have Claudia Sanchez with us also today, and she's from Clark's Nutrition, and she has many, many years experience working directly with customers, giving them advice, and she's going to have some great advice for us today. And besides that, she has some other like special powers that she uses, is what I call them, because she is able to really help people kind of dig down inside themselves and find out, you know, why am I not doing all of the things that I wish I was doing? And trying to get past those barriers and get out there and maybe be living your life the way you've always dreamed of. So we're going to have some really great advice from Claudia as well. So first, of all, I just want to welcome everyone and give you guys a chance to say hello. And, oh, excuse me, we also have Theo's beautiful daughter. And if you guys are not tuned in, you're really missing something because she is something to look at. And I'm going to let Theo introduce her daughter and kind of explain a little bit on the role that she plays in her Global Gardens products, which Global Gardens Online, if you're at the computer right now, you could pull it up and start looking at what kind of things that she has. And I want to introduce Theo Stephan.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. And the lovely daughter is Sunita. And Sunita is going to be a senior in high school this year, so we're doing some college shopping. And while we're doing that, we're getting healthy. And Sunita's always had a great palate. As a child, she loved to taste things. Sunita's from Nepal, so she taught me a lot about Asian spices and turmeric and ginger and garlic and really, really hot peppers. We have a funny hot pepper story. But spices and olive oils, and these have always been part of her young life and my older life in knowing her as a mother. So she's been really beneficial to the company. She does work the retail store on occasion now, and she also works production. So she knows every aspect of it, and it is truly a family business. I have another daughter, Anita, who I think is watching and listening, and Anita is an amazing cook. And so everybody's kind of got their own strengths. I like to formulate things and do the design.
So this is a real family business
that you have
going here.
Everyone really
pitches in.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
And Sunita's our eater.
Hey, I want to volunteer for that. Actually, we're going to be eating some things here today, so I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be some new flavor sensations. So, Theo, like, why don't you just tell us, like, you know, what motivated you to, like, kind of drop the fast-paced life, all these awards and recognition, and say, you know, hey, I'm going to move out to a farm, and I'm going to start growing olives and making balsamic vinegar.
I think it was a margarita moment in Ohio on a wintry, stormy night.
Really?
Literally. No, it's
epiphany.
Right.
Thanks to alcohol.
Long story short, my parents are European, and I was raised on just great Mediterranean food and entertaining and having a lot of parties around the house, and gardening was always a love of mine. And my first business when I was six, I used to sell American seeds, and I was heavy into plants and gardening and wanting beautiful things around. And so I had the design firm, and we acquired a lot of work in Hollywood in Southern California, and I started extending my stay and driving up to beautiful Santa Barbara wine country and the Santa Ynez Valley specifically. And I stumbled upon a time in California that was the mid-90s. Real estate was down at that time, and I saw an olive tree. And stupidly, I picked up an olive off the ground, which we can all laugh at now, and I tasted it because I was raised on Kalamata olives, and it was like, oh, my God, it was the worst thing I'd ever experienced.
I tried that, too.
Right. So, yeah, long story short, I fell in love with the area, and I always wanted to move to California. It was really an innate thing for me when I was a kid. If I get in trouble, I'd always say, I'm going to California. And my mother was like, what do you know, California?
So, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right. So one thing led to another, and the design firm, I acquired partners, sold the design firm. It's still a great design firm back in Dayton, Ohio, and started my own brand in 1998.
And so I guess we're about ready to cut to a break right now. We ran out of time already, darn. But everyone stay with us because we're going to be talking to Sunita, we're going to be talking to Claudia, and we're going to be sitting here eating some really great bread with tasting the olive oil, the different flavors of olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and giving you guys some great feedback on it. So stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Hey, everybody, it's Deuce from Clark's Nutrition and Natural Foods Market. Have you ever noticed that the word change is found in the word challenge? We have, and that's why we have the highest trained and most understanding staff around. They will assist you in picking out the freshest produce, finding the perfect supplement, or figuring out which cereal has the most fiber. Whatever you need to turn your challenges into change. Clark's, changing the way you shop for health day by day.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
I didn't know if he was going to do it. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone, to Smart Health Talk, and we're here with Theo Stephan. And she is from Global Gardens Online, and she makes olive oil and balsamic vinegars, all organic. And we have, it's Sunita, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, and we have Sunita. Go ahead and say hello. You didn't get a chance.
Hello.
Go ahead and say hello, Claudia.
Shout out there to everybody.
Okay. So we have Claudia from Clark's Nutrition, and then we have Theo's daughter, Sunita, with us. And she, Sunita also works together with Theo and the other, they have another daughter, she has another daughter as well, and it's a family business. They all work together creating these incredible olive oils and balsamic vinegar. And now on our break, Theo's been busy pouring some different versions of the olive oil, and so we're going to actually get a chance to try these and give you guys some feedback, and we're going to learn some really incredible things. She already told me a couple of things that I didn't even know, and I pride myself on trying to know all this stuff. So anytime I get to learn something new, I'm thrilled. So go ahead and explain to us about these olive oils, Thea.
Well, what we do as a differentiator at Global Gardens is we bottle by varietal. So you don't go to the store and just buy a bottle of wine, and I don't think you should go to the store and just buy a bottle of extra virgin olive oil. So the first one we're going to taste here is Arbequina, and that's a Spanish varietal. So they're all local, regional to the San Ynez Valley northward, and we go as far up as Oroville. Actually, we're harvesting a total of 25,000 trees in California right now. So the first oil is a real fruity Spanish varietal, great for desserts. Number two and three I poured purposefully because they're both mission fruits. So just like wine grapes, there's hundreds of kinds of wines, hundreds of kinds of grapefruit, and hundreds of kinds of olives also. So while number two and three are the same varietal, it's just like tasting Pinot Noir from, you know, one from the Willamette Valley in Oregon and a Pinot Noir from California. They're going to be totally different because of the terroir. And that's what we were talking about. Terroir, fancy word.
That was a whole new word for me. And she's like, I'm like, what is she talking
it's
about?
Big.
What's that
with
word? And she's like, I'm talking about dirt, Elaine. Okay?
Yeah, dirt. It's a French fancy word for dirt. I love to say it.
It is much better than dirt.
Yeah, right. And the French always had a better way, I think, of saying things. So, yes, the environment, the climate, the dirt, what's growing around the soil. So number two, for example, is a very grassy hillside surround that olive grove. So you're definitely going to get a very grassy, zingy, fruity, bright olive oil out of that one. And number three, being the exact same fruit, totally different part of the state, Central Coast, that particular olive grove is our own certified organic of my own trees. And you'll get a sagey finish on that one. And certainly a little kick of pepper, and that little tickle in the back of your throat is going to show that it's really fresh extra virgin olive oil. So all olive oil should either be peppery, grassy, herby, or fruity. And if it's not extra virgin. And there's a lot of adulteration going on in the marketplace, and we don't have to get into that.
I did want to mention that.
There's a great book out called Extra Virginity, and it's all about extra virgins, and you too can be an extra virgin, and we have many extra virgins on our own shelves at Global Gardens, and
you'll be getting a lot of new customers after that.
So within the authenticity lies those flavor profiles that I just reviewed, and I also review them really intensely in my book, because there is a lot of olive oil on the grocery store shelves. UC Davis just completed a study not too long ago, and 65% of the olive oils that they tested from the grocery stores were not extra virgin, even though they're labeled extra virgin. The FDA cannot possibly police everything. So you can't believe everything you read, and it's sad but true. And
Well, that's why on Smart Health Talk, one of our main goals is to teach people about actual manufacturers, and you can, instead of just buying blindly, you need to really know the manufacturers. And with your dollars, whatever you spend, you're also saying, this is a company that I support. And I'm hoping that we get people curious on learning more about the companies that they're supporting and products
Absolutely.
That they're purchasing.
I think there's a huge movement to do that now. You know, it started out with the buy local thing and, know your products, have people educating at the store level. And
well, I would love to, support Theo in every way, because I let me tell you, everyone, I've just tried two of the olive oils, and I could not believe the flavor. And I could taste all these different things in the olive oil. There was like these undertones that were completely different. Did you find that too, Claudia?
Oh, I haven't tested.
Oh, okay. Well, get busy, girl.
She's got her bread ready. She's on the mark. Get set.
I'm watching.
These are the Olympics of olive oil right here, right?
And I'm just going, wow, these women are really cool.
Taste, oh, yeah, Claudia, taste.
I tell you, we're having a party here. We're having fun, so I wish everyone was there.
Okay, so I should start this one here.
Yeah, just start with number one.
Start with number one. That's the real fruity one. That's the Spanish Arbequina.
Yeah, we got to get Eric, our engineer here, involved in all this, too.
I was going to say, he's looking kind of hungry. Okay. We're going to leave everything behind for you. We got a bag of bread here. And, yeah.
Oh, the third one seemed more like the kind of olive oil that I'm used to.
Okay.
As opposed to the first two. The first two seem to have, oh, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. What just happened? Okay,
I was like,
oh, no, this is like, and then all of a sudden.
that kick in the back of your throat, the spicy kick just hit in
on the back of my throat, and I was like, wow, that was a surprise.
That's the La Purissima foothills of the central coast of California, right in the back of your throat, Elaine.
This is trippy. So, like, the first one's really light, and the second one has a grassy taste to it.
I can
taste almost like a lemongrass.
Right.
Okay, I'm going for the next one.
There you go.
Okay, watch out.
There will be a delayed reaction there. That was perfect. As soon as you said that, well, yeah, this is what I'm used to. I'm like,
all right, here we go.
Okay, yeah, right.
She's like, yeah, just wait.
So you do. You have to get it on the back of your palate. I'm curious whether Claudia gets the same reaction
that I do. Is she like, first of all, she's thinking, okay, yeah, this is like regular. And then it took like several seconds. And then all of a sudden I could feel this hot pepper kind of taste.
But you know what? Every olive oil will, even the more fruity ones, you'll definitely get that little tickle in the back of your throat. Not the peppery one.
Yeah,
but
a little
peppery. It does,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing! Awesome, like crabs.
Yeah. I know. Okay. This would be fun to like serve your guests.
Too much.
Yeah, isn't that something I've never experienced before?
Freshly bottled extra virgin.
Tell us about that, Theo, because you do that a lot. A big part of what you do is educate people. That's what I love.
I love what's happening, and we do it every day at our store. We're open 7 days a week, and really training people. My whole thing is pairing the olive oils. Whether you're baking dessert, like with the first one, it's perfect, or whether you're making a salad dressing. Or a marinade, or you do want something spicy. I mean, we are prone to creating a lot of spicy foods, and you can do corn tortillas with these. You don't have to use butter. You can use oil for everything. And if you're trying to lose weight and get fit, you need fat in your diet.
There you go.
And this olive oil is a healthy fat. And I know, especially for me, I'm middle aged now, and we're not counting the years. I'm sure Sunita is, but. So what happens is we forget, we try to lose weight and we cut all fat out of our diet and we hit a plateau and we wonder why we're not losing more weight. And it's because we're not ingesting fat. I mean, you have to have healthy fat in your diet.
Well, I'm really glad that you brought up butter, because a new study just recently came out. And as a dietitian, I've been to a lot of food shows, and they're always giving out those butter buds. And which any of you that don't know what Butter Buds, it's fake chemically created butter flavor. Mm-hmm. And I would always just throw that stuff away. I did not want it even touching my lips.
The movie popcorn.
Yeah, it's on your movie popcorn. Well, guess what, everyone? A study just came out saying you shouldn't even be eating. There's all kinds of negative effects from eating that. And I was like, yes, I knew that. I knew it was just a matter of time before that came out. So eating these fake products, what is it giving you? You think you're saving a few calories? I would rather eat slower.
Right.
And just really savor that flavor and eat less calories and get something that's real and that's giving me the kind of fun that I'm having
get
here.
Get that kick in the back of your throat.
That's right.
Hey, and you're doing it with bread. I mean, carbohydrates get a bad rap, but it's what you put on carbohydrates and what the combination, what the food combinations are that make them unhealthy.
She's got it.
And everyone, I want you to stay tuned because Claudia is going to be going over some of the incredible health benefits that you get from olive oil and balsamic vinegar later on in the show, and you're not going to want to miss that because this could be a big boost to your workout, too, and help you have even more success. So everyone, stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, everyone. We're here. I got this great group of women here with me today, and we're talking olive oil and balsamic vinegar. And the reason that we're talking about that is because, you know, we want you guys to have a program that you're on where you know what kind of foods that you should be choosing. And one of the things that amazes me about Theo is that she has, like, you know, some of the very top things that I would recommend, especially in the condiment category, of anyone, as like my very, very best recommendations for nutritional value, low calorie, all kinds of other health benefits that you probably don't know about, what we're going to be talking with Claudia about a little bit later. But I mean, all of this in like the most perfect package that gives you like a boost of flavor, like we just experienced when we were taste testing these last olive oils. And I tell you, that was it. Claudia and I were just talking on, you know, how the taste and the flavor in these olive oils is like something we've never experienced before.
It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I feel like I've been eating flat tires. I mean, hello?
Yeah, according to UC Davis.
Hello.
Know,
right?
And she works at Clark's Nutrition, too. And, like, you know, one of the things that you've really had a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
But what we agreed on is this: it's showing us just how much degraded in flavor that so many of our foods are right now, that we're getting gypped. And that's what I get mad about, and that's one of the reasons I – you know, I'm such a big supporter of organic, because there's clearly a taste difference. I don't care what anybody says. There's clearly a taste difference almost, I would say, at least 80% of the time. And then, you know, all the other benefits that you get. And then they always try to say, oh, yeah, well, the nutritional value is just the same in conventional and as organic. And I'm like, hogwash. And now we're having all kinds of studies that are coming out saying organic does have much higher antioxidant content. And olive oil and balsamic vinegar are also great sources of antioxidants, aren't they, Theo?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, you cannot get that from any other fat that I know of. You know, walnut oil is really high in omega-3s, and that's another great one. But as far as antioxidants go, I don't know. I mean, you're the dietitian and the expert in that regard. But, you know, once I started, I myself was ignorant about olive oils until I started producing them myself and going all over the state and tasting them. And you know, it's just like going to your farmer's market and buying from your local farmer. It's just great to know that here in California, we've got a lot of olive oil producers, and there are a lot of great, great olive oils coming out of California. And there's such a misnomer that they need to be Italian, and that's just not true, people. So,
well, give us some. Like, I love some of the suggestions that you had on, some new ways people could incorporate olive oil into their meals that maybe they didn't think of before.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm all about splurging, and Sunita knows this about me as far as desserts go. I've got a real sweet tooth, and I was raised on Greek desserts, and I make baklava with olive oil. And when you reduce each piece has less than a teaspoon of olive oil, and a tablespoon of olive oil is a serving of 120 calories. So it's like we can have our favorite things, and they don't have to be saturated with fat. The other thing is fried foods. I mean, once in a while, you want a treat, and the Fry Babies, the electronic fryers on the market are preset at about 360 degrees. Olive oil has a smoke point of almost 400 degrees. That's another thing everybody doesn't think you should cook with olive oil. So you can deep fry, and we've done this at home, and we just love it. It's such a treat. And, you know, for the heck of it, I always pour the olive oil back into my measuring cup to see how much we've used. And invariably, fried vegetables for four, shrimp, chicken, fish, etc., because it's a monounsaturated fat, that's what that means. It's not going to absorb into the food, and it makes things light and crispy and imparts that lovely fresh olive oil flavor that you ladies have just gotten on your tasting there. So why not fry with the best olive oil? You can fry with it five times without losing the polyphenol and antioxidant quality.
That's awesome.
So you can reuse.
That's really
that
good information.
So if you have a little Fry Baby and you want fried foods every once in a while, I mean, of course, I don't condone it every day, everything in moderation, but we certainly love our fried vegetables and fried foods. And
So,
I'm here to tell you it's okay.
I wanted to ask you, Sunita, what's your favorite, and what's your favorite part of, you know, what you do in the company, and then also like what's your favorite thing to eat that you guys make?
In the company, my favorite thing probably is waking up to a new piece of product my mom makes. Like every time we go to Palm Springs in the morning, she'll be stirring up a new recipe.
I cook on vacation.
Yeah.
And try and get a chance to try out your new recipe. So that's one of your favorite things.
And then cooking with it, I love brownies.
Uh-huh.
And instead of canola oil, we just kind of...
Sunita was the first person who did that. I give her credit for it.
And we were out of
canola oil.
Yeah. We just, like, replaced with one of our Frontoya olive oils.
Uh-huh.
And it just gave the brownie... It's kind of fluffier, and it gave it a nice, fresh
crumb
taste.
The crumb on baked goods. Really, Sunita was... I give
that
her
was
total
brilliant.
Credit for that.
That was brilliant.
That's
so
awesome.
Everyone, you know, so yeah. Even in sweet foods where people...
Oh.
And we really try to get people to not use canola oil because most of the time that is going to be GMO. I mean, you might as well just... think it's going to be GMO. Any canola oil except for like an organic one, you can't trust it. Just too much of the canola is GMO right now. And with the olive oil, if you get a true olive oil, at least you're not risking that.
Right. And it's so fruity, and it adds a fruitiness to that chocolate, or even cakes, cookies, pies. We do pie crust with it at Thanksgiving. And I came up with the recipe, and Sunita was the first to make it, the olive oil crust for the pecan pie. And we even did the pecan pie filling without butter, but with olive oil. And surprisingly, it's our favorite dessert now.
Wow.
So that means that you can completely bypass all that saturated fat.
Absolutely.
And just get pure good fats. And these people don't realize that fatty acids are actually an essential nutrient.
Right. That's right.
You have to eat. But the thing is, you know, most of the time people are eating a fat that's actually kind of a negative instead of a positive. It's causing more harm than giving you nutrition. And we're talking about like trans fats, which are worse than saturated fat. It's like poison, which you get so much of this fast, fried food, you're getting trans fats. And it's like, I don't even want, even want to put that in my body. And like we were talking about this, can you say that word for me, satiety? I can never say that.
The terroir?
No, this is how it makes you feel full and...
Oh, satiated.
Satiated.
Right.
Satiated.
I always have trouble with that word. Thank you, lady.
I know. Me too. You look at the word and it's like, is it satiated?
I know.
You feel so...
I like to feel satiated. I'm an eater. You know, I am. I'm an eater. Invariably.
Hey.
You know, we wake up and talk about how we're going to satiate ourselves.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
That's awesome.
And we got all kinds of things here, too. Just take your pick.
It's usually about food, Elaine.
Oh, food is sexy, everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, that's, and I love, actually, that's a good thing to bring up because, I mean, just, you know, tasting this olive oil with bread. I mean, when you have a guest come over and you want to impress someone, I mean, I could totally see going to Global Gardens online and buying one of your olive oils and balsamic vinegar. And when you have your guest over, I guarantee if you, when they experience this, they are going to be wowed. And who doesn't take pleasure in that? I mean, right. When you have a guest over, you want to have something special that mm-hmm. they've never really tried before, and you can leave them saying, gosh, you turned me on to something that was like
it's
so fantastic.
And it's
fun.
Pretty much been word of mouth since we opened 6 years ago, our retail store. And we have an olive oil club, so people can look at that online.
What do they get with the club?
Every 3 months, you get a different olive oil, a different balsamic vinegar, and a different third item. So that's why we bought one of the organic mustards, which is this season's third item. And tasting notes and recipes. We tell everybody how to use everything and the flavor profiles they'll be tasting, that little tickle in the back of their throat or whatever the nuance of those particular three items are that season. And then they get a discount from the website and free shipping and other perks. So have to take a look at that online.
Well, I just read I wanted to ask Sunita because I just read an interesting fact that like Whole Foods, their profile of their new customer that's really emerging is like the 18 to, you know, 20-something-year-old. And they're thinking that it might be because maybe they grew up eating, their parents would shop at Whole Foods and they would eat that. But that's what the actual statistics was looking at, was the shoppers in Whole Foods. And, of course, Clark's Nutrition, if you've ever been to the one in Palm Springs, they kind of, you know, give Whole Foods a run for their money out there. So.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice store out there. So any of you that live in Palm Springs, if you haven't been to Clark's Nutrition. But anyway, you know, I was wanting to ask Sunita, you know, like, you know, how like your friends, like how do they react to like what you do and your enthusiasm for healthy food? Are they getting kind of into that a little bit too?
It's funny, actually. Just in the past month, I had a friend come into the store. He was like, oh, I'm bored. What do you want to do? I was like, well, I'm working at the store. Like, you want to come over? He's like, okay. So he's like, what exactly do you do? I was like, he knows about my mom's company. So he came over, and I did a whole tasting, and then throughout it, he's like, oh my gosh, I never knew like olive oil had flavor. I was like, Brian, where have you been? Mm-hmm. Like, I guess I just kind of take it for granted because I just grew up with it. But he's like, do you think you could like give me the olive oil or the vinegar? Come on over.
That's such an incredible story because when I used to try to get healthy foods into schools, I mean, I heard so many of these people saying, oh, well, the young people don't care about healthy food. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to believe that for a second, because anybody, when they get a chance to eat good quality food, how could they not love it?
Pretty popular cooking class at Sunita's High School a few months ago.
Oh, did you?
It was very, very highly attended, and lots of rumors flying around for next year, right?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah, you
should do it a lot more often.
That's awesome.
Oh, so you guys actually went to the high school?
Yeah, it's a boarding school. Sunita and her sister are day students, but I mean, these kids were like all over it, and we just had a blast, and we did make the baklava, and
so I'm thinking about parents too that are like trying to get their kids excited about eating different foods, mm-hmm. and you know, giving them like the little plate that we have with the different I mean, I wish you guys could see what we're eating. It's got little dips in it, you know, where you could put different flavors in it. And I could see, like, having, like, three or four different kinds and getting the kids all into, like, tasting it.
Yeah, let them have the one they want.
Being a little sophisticated. They, you know, I could see where they would get it. And you could make it, like, a family type of thing, too. So
that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, that's what Smart Health Talk is all about, too, mm-hmm. because we have lots of great advice. And what you hear from Smart Health Talk, you can trust, because we really make sure that we bring you information that we've researched and checked on. So please stay tuned, everyone, because we're going to be coming back with a lot more information that you can use in your own life every single day. So don't miss it.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Deuce from Clark's Nutrition and Natural Foods Market. Have you ever noticed that the word change is found in the word challenge? We have, and that's why we have the highest trained and most understanding staff around. They will assist you in picking out the freshest produce, finding the perfect supplement, or figuring out which cereal has the most fiber. Whatever you need to turn your challenges into change. Clark's, changing the way you shop for health day by day.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Theo Stephan and from Global Gardens Online, and we have Claudia Sanchez from Clark's Nutrition, and we have Sunita, Theo's daughter, and we have just been having so much fun during break. Oh, my gosh. We just tasted the apricot balsamic vinegar.
It is bomb.
The blood orange balsamic vinegar, and each one of them. I mean, any of you that have, like, tried to do, like, have apple cider vinegar every day or something like that, you may think, oh my gosh, you know, I just like can't do that. It's like too vinegary. When I tasted these vinegars, I did not feel like, wow, that was like vinegar. I felt like that was like some sort of like smooth wine or something like that. It was like, that was some,
it starts out, it starts out as wine.
Well, I could totally see putting this on, like, fruit, different things like that. And you had some other suggestions. What were they?
Well, absolutely. Fruit. You can cook with these directly in a skillet. So you can cook chicken completely fat-free and low-cal just with that apricot balsamic in a cast iron skillet. And what happens is it reduces. So we're talking about making reductions. So as the vinegar boils or simmers, it will create a sauce around whatever you're cooking. So you can do seafood with it or chicken or the blood orange. In my cookbook, I have a citrusy skirt steak that we do with that blood orange balsamic in a cast iron skillet.
Oh, thanks for mentioning the cookbooks. Go ahead and tell everyone the name of the cookbook, too.
The cookbook name is Olive Oil and Vinegar for Life.
And I'm going to have that
all everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to have it on our website, too, a link to that so everyone can find that. So we'll have that. But then so what did you think about those?
Oh, my God. It just bursts with flavor. You know, it's so nice to have something different in your palate. That happens to be vinegar, and it's good for you. But that was, no, spectacular. I mean, it was precise.
Thank you.
No, you're able.
I love that
definition.
It was absolutely
precise.
Yeah, it's like you got everything right.
Oh, and then the blood orange, and you're going, oh, okay, that's a blood orange. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean,
and the low calorie aspect of this, and then we also tried your curry mustard.
Oh, that's bomb.
This was like something I've never experienced before either. I'm telling you, mustard is like, so mayonnaise, I think we've talked about this several times on our show. Mayonnaise is something you always have to count the calories because there's always 100 calories per tablespoon with mayonnaise. Tell us how many calories in this, one of the most concentrated flavor sources I've ever tasted.
Calories a tablespoon.
Oh,
five
my
calories.
God.
You just say 9 to 5 calories.
That's a big Weight Watchers thing, mustard.
Oh, my God.
Mustard is free.
Yeah, mustard is free. You can have all the mustard you want.
That's not mustard. That's a meal. That's amazing.
You could take this mustard.
That's awesome.
Theo was saying you could dip shrimp directly in it, but I could see that this could be a sauce on noodles, you know, any kind of thing
If you blend them with, in this season's club newsletter, I've got some formulas. If you blend them with sour cream or yogurt, you can make a tandoori-style chicken with the Indian curry. Two other mustards, chipotle and a kalamata. So, yogurt, sour cream, olive oil, you can blend them and make great marinades that are so flavorful and good for you.
Well, and one of the things that we really try to stress on the show is getting people to cook again. And so many people, they didn't grow up eating healthy. And your cookbook, one of the things I love about it is these recipes, people, are just so easy to do. She has basic food recipes. Everything that I would want you to be doing are in her cookbook. And she has something that you could whip up really quick, something that you could wow your guests with by making some spectacular display, which really wasn't that hard to make to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not into hard. I'm really not. I'm a very basic, very simple
cook. And that recipe that you were just talking about, just mixing the yogurt.
A few minutes.
Yeah, boom, there's dinner.
Oven roasting, using it as a
low calorie,
absolutely
healthy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Claudia, why don't you go over and tell us like some of the other health benefits
you
get?
I'm mesmerized with her food right now. I'm just going, when I was thinking about this, I'm going, you know, I have customers that come in all the time and they're looking for a way to battle the bulge. Okay, especially it's women. We're always the menopausal, perimenopausal, hormonal types. And so I'm trying to get them motivated to stay on track with all of that. So we have to make it palatable, and we have to talk about different ways to keep it simple. And it has to be, semi-inexpensive. So one of the things we have talked about before in consultations is, look at your vinegar, look at your balsamic vinegars, and look at your olive oils. We've already discussed some of the benefits of that. Well, your olive oil, of course, is rich in oleic acid, and it's a unsaturated fat, and it works similar to your omega-3 fatty acids. They work together and in harmony, so it paves the way for successful dieting. We're always trying to encourage them to increase their good healthy fats, and they always look at me like, I don't want to taste that. But I think we can convince them otherwise if they had some of these. But it will boost your energy for dieters. They're always thinking that they're lethargic, but it will boost your energy. So you need to look at those things that your body is going to pull in and absorb, and these are the things your body is going to work
from. And that's
what
everyone is looking for, number one, and you can get it from this.
Yeah, get it in there, and you're going to start to see and notice and feel the difference in your body once you make that shift. And no, it's not going to happen overnight, but yeah, over a few days, if you stay consistent and compliant, it will it'll start paying off. Well, it slows down the emptying of the stomach as well, and balsamic vinegar does the same thing. So that means you're going to have this nice, even blood sugar, and you're going to have the ability to stay satiated.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about right there. So Clark's customers, we're always trying to encourage them to do some of those things. Try to keep them motivated. I'm motivated more than ever now since I've met Theo and Elaine. I work with a lot of amazing women, but you guys are just awesome.
Tell me what you were talking about, the protein thing, because I think that is like really important, because especially if people are trying to build muscle, and balsamic vinegar actually helps in the whole digestion.
Yeah, it does. It aids in the digestion of protein. The polyphenols in the balsamic vinegar stimulate the production of pepsin. So there you go.
People don't realize that they're degenerated in their digestive system, and they're probably, even if you're eating good foods, if your digestive system isn't working good, then you're not getting the nutrition out of that.
And as we become more ageless and timeless, the digestive enzymes decrease. So we always have to find a way to make sure that we are able to absorb our nutrition.
And look at what all these people are eating. Nexium, they're eating the purple pill, because they're all imbalanced. Where actually balsamic vinegar and olive oil and eating these kind of foods can help balance that pH.
pH balance.
Isn't that a big deal right
now? It's really hot. They come in for those pH tester strips. So that's just another simple thing that they can do. They don't have to buy those real expensive, supplements. They can do something like this.
And medications are expensive, too.
Absolutely.
And you start changing your diet and substituting out some of these high-fat, high-sugar, high-processed kind of foods, and you put whole foods that, give you satisfaction, like when you add things like these concentrated flavor enhancers, like these different types of olive oils and balsamic vinegar. I mean, you have got to go on her site and check it out. Not only the packaging is like just something to look at in itself, because of course she's won all kinds of awards in packaging, so you expect to see that.
It's a beautiful website. Beautiful website.
Yeah, and just to see all these, it's like a rainbow. I can't even, it's like all these different fruits that you use, lemons. I mean, I can just you can get creative in the kitchen like never before. All of you out there that like to, for myself, practically everything I cook is a made-up recipe. I never you know, make the same thing twice. I like to just, whatever's in my fridge, whatever, you know, I have, I throw together and try to make something. And I love, you know, things like this to work with, because then you're creating something new every time. It's never the same plan. And I don't see how people can eat this fast food all the time.
Yeah,
it's like no surprises.
Tired.
I like to be surprised. I want a surprise flavor, not the same thing every time, which I already know what it's going to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
And with what you have, Theo, it's incredible.
If you have good ingredients, you can really make something faster than you can wait for fast food.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that some of the ideas that you've just, you know, put forth today can just really ease the minds of a lot of the gals out there that are saying, hey, I can't do this. I don't have time. I'm exhausted. You'll be more exhausted if you don't eat this way.
It's real. You know? If you have a spoon in 15 seconds, you can make, like, the best sauces and marinades.
There you go.
And that make your boring, you know, boiled or broiled chicken.
And you can
really
start
good.
Off the day with just an egg and cooked in olive oil. That's, like, a great way to do it. Well, we've had some. I really want to thank everyone for joining us today. And Theo coming all the way from Santa Barbara. So Global Gardens Online, Clark's Nutrition, please shop there. It's like you can find everything that you need, all kinds of organic selections. So thank you so much, Claudia, for all your advice. And Sunita,
thank
you so much, too. And good luck with your college.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, join us again next week when we're going to have another great show for you. So bye.
Sign me up now, make sure you use your smile. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive?
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
This is NBC News Radio.